All right, you're listening to A Positive on the Fringe, a leftist atheist podcast sponsored by the Atheist Society of Knoxville. We are your host. I am Dustin. Good job.
I'm Alistair.
I'm Sam.
You lost your enthusiasm on that one, sir. Yeah. What are you drinking there? That's the beer I had.
Yeah, it sounded good. It is good. It's the vanilla affogato coffee cream ale by Sycamore. Yeah,
Sycamore. I really enjoyed it. You still on that sweet baby Java? Are you going to finish them today?
No.
Jesus Christ, Al.
I'll drink it next week.
I lied to you guys. That last week I said I was going to get that the Norris Brewing, but I couldn't make it out there. I've been stuck at a branch covering this week. So I just got grocery beer. This is the Breckenridge Brewing Company, the Vanilla Porter. It's good. It's enjoyable. You can find it pretty readily available.
Only drinking vanilla
notes all around.
Yeah. No more cocoa nibs in mine, so that's fine. I miss my cocoa nibs. Al, you broke Facebook again. You broke Facebook's algorithm.
Facebook's a fucking bitch.
I gotta know, like, how the fuck you and I get flagged. So as an experiment, I post the same exact shit you posted.
Mine got flagged immediately. Like, as soon as I posted it, I had a fucking alert saying I violated.
So the meme is
an algorithm.
The meme is this WikiHow image, and it's like, it says how to eliminate, or how to pay off debt. And step one was pass away. Which, you know, it's funny, right? Become unalive. So Facebook flagged it as, like, suicide and self-harm somehow, even though it was just, like, some person in a bed.
But it does not violate their community standards in the end. And they'll put the post back up. And it's back up on my page, but I'm still fucking restricted.
They unrestricted both.
both accounts.
Yeah. You're guilty of being a leftist, and Facebook hates you. The same shit for me. We'll get into the story later, but I shared the news on the Strawberry Plains Hitler enthusiast and turning homelessness into slavery article. And everyone that looked at my page except for Dustin got a warning when they try to share it.
Yeah, no, so the one, I posted the same exact thing, and they didn't flag it for hours. I woke up this morning, it was gone, and I just reported it, and, like, within minutes, they had reviewed and said, it does not go into search standards, and they removed my 24-hour restriction.
Yeah, you were able to post immediately.
Yeah, get fucked.
It's now been over 24 hours, and I still can't fucking post.
Now, how did you get it on both posts? Did you post it on both accounts?
I put a screenshot of them saying that I did not violate community standards with that meme. And
on the backup
they
account?
Got me. And the thing is I can't even contest that one. Because that's like me screaming. Because I'm like, I guess I'll be over here for the next 30 days or something like that. I'm like, that's me just like showing Facebook, hey, I got an alt account. Like, I'm trying to bypass your restrictions with this other account.
That's why everyone needs to get on Twitter instead because they told Elon Musk to go fuck off.
I know one other person that when Facebook decides that you actually did not violate community standards, stays in the restriction. Only one other person. Nobody else I know this happens to.
You're flagged as a leftist.
How the fuck do I get like on some kind of radar of a multi-billion dollar company to be like, this person right here, little old me, you just need to stay on restriction.
I imagine like they have, you know, those cardboard boards with the pins, you know, that they have pictures of like Facebook's most wanted, and like you're fucking up there, and like anytime like there's a flag, they just go there and just deactivate you because like no matter what you fucking do, like I did the same thing you did, and I was completely unrestricted almost immediately. Immediately, I was unrestricted, and they reviewed it, they posted your shit back, and they're still like, ha, but fuck you still.
So every time I like go check, I'll like something just to get the you're restricted for 29 days, and then I'll shake my phone and type out, I'm like, I did not violate community standards. So, like, one of them's like, hey, are you a person? Can you help me here? I shouldn't be on restrictions.
They're getting
like these all day long,
robots.
Me just putting in, there's a problem with this app.
I'm trying so hard.
I'm just gonna fucking harass them until I get my shit back.
Build your Twitter up more.
Twitter did introduce the poison pill to try to prevent the kind of takeover that Elon Musk, but he's still trying to pursue it. He says he's amassed the $46.5 billion, so well, I guess we'll continue to, we'll just keep watching that to see what that fucker's going to try to do with Twitter.
Oh, sweet. I can't wait for this dystopia to get even worse.
Yeah. But so this story, I came across this story. In fact, I saw the video on TikTok first, and I was like, I gotta find this story, because I read this story, because you got roped into satire because it was believable.
It was pretty close.
And so had I just read this article that I'm about to read about Charlie Kirk, I would have like, that's funny. That's some funny satire. But I saw the video of him actually saying this, and he really is that fucking stupid. This is Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. He says that there's a housing crisis in our country the likes we have not seen in a long time. And he's claiming, he says, I believe that we need to build horizontally, not vertically. We should encourage people to spread horizontally, not vertically. Look at Denver. The higher the high rises, has Denver become less free or more free? It's a dystopian nightmare. You're seeing a correlation with causation. If you think about it, if you're on the 32nd floor renting, not owning, if you're not in the weeds and in the yard and understanding what it takes to grow food and to maintain the land, are you going to be more or less likely to actually be conservative? The higher the building, every single study shows they become more liberal over time. It's happening in Phoenix, it's happening in Denver, happened in Atlanta, happened in Dallas, happened in Chicago, everywhere. And yet few people actually say that out loud. What a fucking moron. He's claiming that altitude or the high-rise buildings makes you more liberal, not the fact that, I don't know, maybe these places exist in, like, densely populated cities.
Where wait, more diversity? And
do I know? He said Phoenix. It's happening in Phoenix.
Phoenix is literally below sea level.
But
it's building, literally about as low as
buildings.
You can fucking go.
But the buildings.
Even with the buildings, you would barely be anywhere.
No, it's stupid.
I mean, there might be some truth, because a lot of places in the South, like Louisiana, South Carolina.
No, anywhere you see
anywhere,
high
I'm
buildings.
I'm down in the valley over here, and it's full of hicks.
No, anywhere you see high buildings is because there's densely populated. These are cities full of, and everyone knows that when you get a lot of people together that rely on each other, they tend to be more left-leaning liberals.
There's more diversity in a city.
Right.
There's more exposure to people that aren't exactly like you, so people become more open-minded and more accepting.
Didn't Trump boast at one point that he had the tallest building in New York?
Yes.
Like after the Twin Towers fell or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he live in like
penthouses? I'm
going to
climb Mount Everest so I can be the most liberal piece of shit ever.
Didn't Trump live in the penthouse of...
I don't know where... I don't give a fuck where that
guy
lived. I
believe they lived in the penthouse of one of those tall buildings. And yeah, he's real liberal.
He's looking really great, too. I saw him in that interview where him and Piers Morgan are just profusely sweating and yelling at each other. It's not even an actual interview. They're just like, fuck you, fuck you. It's just like the Baron from Dune, like two of them being like, fuck you.
I hadn't actually seen that. I did see where... someone from the Trump released the audio from that because
they're trying to spin it as Trump walks out. That's because nothing happened. They just sit there sweating their like makeup off. They're like plastered on.
Oh, the
orange paint.
like Giuliani?
Yeah. They're just like sitting there sweating like Trump looks like a bag of shit. and they're just like yelling fuck you and they're trying to salvage the interview as if it was something interesting. It's hilarious, the promos for it. They're like Trump walks out. And because Piers Morgan was calling him out on the election, Piers Morgan's like, the election wasn't stolen. And Trump's like, that's a lie.
But I didn't see that. I did not see that. But I did see this video with Charlie Kirk. And he's not joking. Like, he firmly believes this because he's that fucking stupid. Are you shaking your phone again, Al?
I'm reporting it.
Okay. He is literally that stupid. He thinks somehow in his mind that people that have to climb stairs to go to their dwelling or take an elevator makes them inherently more liberal than ones who live on
the
bottom
floor. That's why I live in the ground. All of us real Republicans will live underground so that we can be super liberal.
I wish they would
That's
fucking live
underground. That's why all of us preppers live underground. We're going to become mole men with the real libertarian mole men.
I wish they would live under fucking ground. Fuck them. And onto other fucking right-wing talking heads, fucking Alex Jones is back in the news this week. And two things...
He's just staying in the news lately.
But for some for good reasons, others for bad. One, I'm upset that he actually got the $75,000 fine that he paid in contempt. He got that back. I mean, it's not even that big of a fine when you're Alex Jones. So right. it's not really that big of a deal. But this week, Alex Jones has filed bankruptcy for basically all of his media networks, the InfoWars and the two others. It was three different companies that he filed bankruptcy on. And a judge has now halted the lawsuits that are pending against him.
It has to. Like, that's just normal procedure when there's filing bankruptcy. It all has to, like, pause while they go through the bankruptcy thing. But it just seems like a judge would see straight through this. Like, we know about a month or so back after he was defaulted on, he opened up a new business, got a new business going in New Jersey, where he's moving some of it over there because New Jersey protects you against your personal finances and your business finances aren't affected by the, like, your actions or your, like, of the business. Like,
he's also opened several shell corporations, a lot of them just using his initials.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been offloading money from from the merchandise, the money from InfoWars. He's tens of thousands of dollars a day. If you want a full deep dive in this, I don't have all the numbers, but the latest episode on opening arguments covered that, and it's a lot. They're claiming they have some dubious fucking this loan that's $54 million. Then all they're trying to do is offset that so they can claim that they don't have the assets to cover this fucking lawsuit. That's the entire point of this, is to move and shovel this money up. But now there's the attorneys for the families, fucking, they have great attorneys. They have filed suit. Another one because of that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So what's that one like?
I don't know. I don't know the details of that one because they're claiming that that's what he's doing. They're like, he is intentionally, fucking can't talk, intentionally moving these funds in an effort to not have to pay out the victims for those default settlements. So right. He's actively, does he really think that these judges are that fucking stupid?
Well, yeah. And I looked up, I was like, you know, I've never heard anybody like being denied bankruptcy. So I went and like checked it. I'm like, can a judge block a bankruptcy? And says normally the only way for a court to deny you a discharge is if you're either dishonest or you fail to follow court rules and requirements.
I think he's being both dishonest and he can't follow court rules.
We know his track record with court. He does not follow the rules.
And he's being dishonest when he's intentionally moving these funds, claiming these that he owes this money. He's actually, not only that, but I also, if I'm recalling correctly, like 80%, 85% of all the profits or money coming from the merchandise is going into those other companies.
Right. So, like, and that's the thing. We know for a fucking fact that he's making a lot of money. He's making a shitload of money off InfoWars and grifting people. So the money's there. I don't see a judge being, like, the only reason a judge will let him slide on this if that judge is fucking crooked as fuck.
Well, because and that's a possibility.
It is, but it's all so fucking obvious.
I mean, it could be like the same judge that was in Florida that lifted the fucking travel mask mandates in CDC. Like,
yeah,
that.
But this one's a little bit different. I think if somebody is, like, if they're bringing proof that he's moving money around.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, like, how can a judge just fucking ignore that?
I mean, you would hope they wouldn't. They would hope they would see. I don't know how... I don't know if it's Jones's attorneys that are advising him or what the case is, but I don't know how they think any judge, district, or otherwise would ignore the fact that he is intentionally moving this money without the evidence of actually having these actual loans.
It could be his lawyers are grifting him and telling him, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Pay me more money and I'll get that done for you. You know? Like...
Couldn't happen to a better person.
But the problem is it now delays the money that would... It delays the other cases.
That's probably the main goal he has, is just delay, drag it on. Isn't that Trump's?
That's their playbook.
That's like the Republican playbook. Drag it on as long as we can until like we bankrupt the other person.
Yeah, I don't see that happening in this case. I'm hoping they move this one pretty quickly with the other lawsuit pending. But I don't know. I mean, this is definitely a step back. I didn't see this coming. I didn't see that in his arsenal.
I'm actually not surprised one bit.
I would have anticipated after after a jury ordered damages, like bankruptcy. But to do it beforehand,
he'll probably do it after too.
I mean, I don't know. Can you like file, like get denied and then file again?
I think you probably could, but you can just be denied again if like the evidence is still fucking there.
Yeah,
you're
that's true.
Lying and cheating, and like you can't really hide that in this case because it's too fucking easy to trace things that he's doing.
He's such a garbage human being, but I did not see that coming. Of all the things how shitty, but I mean, he has kind of played these courts pretty well. He did during his deposition, but because I guess he has good attorneys who just tell him, oh, I can't recall, like just to delay time, waste their time, and that's all he's doing is wasting their time, you know.
Avoiding the impression of Alex Jones again.
No. It's not hard to do Alex Jones. You know, you just gotta just do that, you know, deep throttle voice or whatever.
Just try to sound like one of those gay frogs.
The turn of the frog's gay! You know, like, it's not hard to do an Alex Jones because he's just this angry throat voice. That's all you have to do. Yeah.
That's gonna be my voice by the end of the show.
Yeah, you're struggling over there. Yeah. I'm gonna have to do a fuck ton of editing.
What'd you do last night?
No, allergies are just killing me. We live, anybody who doesn't live here that listens, we live in literally the worst city for allergies. Like, legit. Like,
I've never had an allergy problem. I've never had and then, of course, you know, like, everyone's mowing their yard and everything.
Okay, we are down.
Into a rant about
we are down year. In the valley. Everything settles down here. And then with pollution, settles down here.
I'm not.
It's literally worse than fucking L.A.,
I haven't had such a hard time this year yet.
I usually don't, but this year's fucking me over.
Do we know if the fires and the winds from Sevierville are like pushing shit this way? Or
is it still going?
Yeah, I thought I read something today. I could be wrong, and I'm stupid, but I thought I read like some sort of state of emergency thing issued. I don't know.
I hope it doesn't burn down all those tourist bear cabins. I don't know what we'll do without those.
You know, I've never been to Cades Cove.
No.
I like Cades Cove, though. That's a little bit different than the fucking bear.
I'm talking about cabins. All those little tourist cabins where they have, like, buy every piece of merchandise that has a bear on it.
Cades Cove is, like, historical. That's an okay place.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I support Cades Cove being there. It's a cool little... You should definitely go up sometime.
It's one of the only free national parks. You go to another national park and they're going to ask for money. So.
Hey, guess what? You can't sleep there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are we getting to that next?
I mean, might as well. We're going to talk about Tennessee. So we brought it up last week. We said it was on the verge of passing. It did, in fact, pass and is headed to Billy's hands.
Billy's piece of shit.
And just a quick recap. It does turn homeless people into slaves. Either they pay a $50 fine or they do community service just for the, you know, again, for sleeping under a bridge or underpass. But Tennessee has done something else this week.
Took it a step further.
Just another fuck you. Just like, how do we create more homelessness? Like, we need more slaves. We need more people in community service. How are we going to do that? Oh, gee, I don't know. Let's make it a rule that in order to appeal an eviction, you have to have a year's worth of rent.
So, like, okay, I live on the cheaper end, pay about $1,000. I would need $1,200. $12,000. What's going on here is, like, sometimes people get wrongfully evicted, like, you know, and they have to appeal. It completely allows landlords to fuck over their tenants. And, like, and the thing is once you get an eviction on your record, it's harder to rent. And then fucking say you were getting a cheaper... Say the reason your landlord really evicted you is because everybody else around is, like, fucking 30% higher on their rent, and they wanted to raise theirs up, too. You can't afford that 30% increase. Guess what happens?
It gets worse every fucking week.
Yeah, Tennessee is just... But Tennessee has moved on. I guess they've already took care of abortion and gay rights and LGBT. They've already fucked all that. Now they just want to go after the poor people now. Even harder. Tennessee is literally becoming this literal hellscape, you know?
It's literally a class war here in
And
Tennessee.
No one's doing anything about it because everyone around us is a literal piece of shit. Like, I literally wish every Republican would die. Like, we are at the point
the
where
fact
we're in,
is,
we are in a fucking class war. And people are fucking dying.
Like, it affects them. Some of them are, like, fucking...
They're the soldiers. They're the foot soldiers of the enemy.
Those people are easily distracted, though. They're easily distracted by telling...
By how much of a piece of shit they are.
By furries being in the
exactly.
school and litter boxes in
Republicans are pieces of shit, and they care more about gay people. They use their hate. They're hateful pieces of shit. And they care more about their hate than their poverty.
Yeah, and they move on quickly, and I'll tie that in later on how they just keep moving the goal. They keep moving, you know, what to be angry about pretty rapidly to keep people on their toes.
They have to.
They keep introducing new things. I'm like, where the fuck did this come from? You like, they just introduce new things. Have you heard, like, and I'll just briefly mention it. We'll get into it later. Then, you know, now LGBTQ are grooming and pedophiles.
So what's funny about that, you know, they're really concerned about the gays sexualizing kindergartners by
that's
like
always they've that's been by their...
I don't know by just talking about, you know, Johnny has two moms. That's sexual, like over sexualizing these kids. That's indoctrinating them. But there was a school district where the kindergarten teacher decided to teach the kids that Q and U only go together by like performing a wedding with like a little girl and a little boy. That's not sexualizing and indoctrinating kids.
No, because it's straight and straight is normal.
Okay, so a big part of it too is that they're also religious and they're battling their own homosexual thoughts. The people that hate gays the most have those thoughts. And I saw some quote today. Somebody said that their mother was like, "Oh, I don't want to watch that gay show. It'll make me think that it was okay when I liked girls." And it's like that kind of thing. They don't want to see it because they'll be like, "Oh, sweet, I want to kiss a dude." And then they have to battle with, like, them going to hell. Like, they're battling their own fucking demons with it, too. And also, they don't want to see it. Also, they want to push it in the closet. They want to get everyone back in the closet where it's not normalized. So when you have it normalized, like they normalize heterosexual relationships, then it's okay for you to come out in the closet and go, "Hi, I'm gay. I can walk across the street without getting murdered." They're like, "No, you can't. I'm going to fucking murder you." They want to make sure they're in the closet. It all makes sense. It has, like, they make up reasons why they do this. The excuse of, gay people are pedophiles or sexually whatever or sexually deviant. They've been using that from the beginning.
When one of our lawmakers here in Tennessee, fucking this guy was in his 40s, made friends with a 16-year-old and married her when she was 18 or 14. I think she was 14. They were friends for 4 years before he married her, and he married her at 18. Like,
that's literal definition
literal
of grooming.
Literal fucking
right there.
Grooming. You know, you have fucking little girls that become child brides. That happens in Tennessee. And then, like, you see kindergartens having kindergartners perform a wedding. Like,
that's
not creepy.
That's fucking creepy. But there was actually I think there was a state representative, I don't know what state, but she gave like an impassioned speech after one of her, I guess, other housemates, house members, put out an ad accusing her of grooming it may have been an opponent, I'm not sure. But she came to the floor and she's like, you know, you're trying to make everyone who in this country feel uncomfortable who was not straight, white, Christian, and cis. Like, you want to make everyone else feel uncomfortable, and now you're attaching these new labels that they're grooming and that they're pedophiles. They're attached. That's the new thing. That's their new thing because they've lost it. Like, when they lose the culture war, they find new ways to attack it, and so now they think everyone's. I've never seen this kind of behavior. It's always the people who are most adamantly the most anti-gay that are the ones that are like fucking little kids behind the doors.
You mentioned race in there. Guess what race the two kids were.
Were they both white?
They were both white.
I mean, I would assume.
The guy's not going to get a...
Yeah, you know, but I'm sure there were...
Probably don't believe in interracial marriage either.
These kids of that class that weren't white that may have been like, you know, Hispanic, black.
It's like I say this pretty fucking often. People are like, "Oh, religion's okay when you keep it to yourself and you don't push it on other people." You will never get that out of Christians. Christians will always be pieces of shit. You will never meet a Christian that's not secretly a piece of shit in some way. Either they want you to go to hell.
I strongly disagree.
Let's get into a real conversation with this person. See how they feel about you going to hell.
I have. Every Christian even believes in the literal hell.
Well, then it's watered down. It doesn't fucking mean anything anymore.
But they're still Christians. If they're
not a Christian, so the Christian Bible says.
You don't want people where people say, okay, you're atheist, so that means you believe in hell. You don't want people telling you what your religious views are, and I don't think it's fair, even if they're Christian.
It's so watered down, and they still help those people.
The definition of a Christian is someone that believes in Jesus.
I get it.
The only definition of Christmas.
Those people
still
support other Christians. They still support them by being with them.
Not all of them.
They still support them.
I have friends who are like, fuck all of them. They don't go to church. They don't participate in organized religion. But they still believe in Jesus.
Yeah, because
so
they still will stand by them. Sure. They'll still
stand
next to those
people. That's not standing by
them.
When you're saying fuck them, and they're actually stepping in and fighting with atheists on things and supporting organizations like Freedom From Religion not standing with the Christians.
At that point, their religion is so watered down that it means nothing to them because they're so divorced
you
from
can't
their religion.
Say it
sure, they're Christians.
Anything.
Fine. Sure, they're Christians. Anybody who follows the fucking Bible is a piece of shit. The Christians you're talking about don't follow the fucking Bible. They're just like, oh yeah, I think Jesus is a nice dude, but don't look into the actual Bible because he's not a nice dude.
I see, and I
sure.
know some that actually
sure, why not? They're Christians. They're Christians, quote. It doesn't fucking matter. They don't follow the fucking Bible. Because my point being, if you follow the fucking Bible, you're a piece of shit. Because the Bible is going to tell you that your religion needs to be the dominant religion in the fucking world.
You reminded me a lot of fucking like Randall from The Clerks right now with this rant. In Clerks 2. With just like the way you're ranting right now, I don't know. Just random thought of mine. I mean, I hate to be to drive the wedge on one side or the other, but I'm gonna side with Al on this one, because there are those that divorce their belief from the text of the Bible because they can understand.
They look at the Bible as a series of allegories. Like, is that the right word? They're not. Not every story in the Bible to them is literal.
When you look at those allegories, you cannot get good messages out of all of those stories. You have to go a step further than that to even divorce it.
I will say, though, it's not so much that those people don't exist, the people that you're talking about, though they 100% exist. I do and will agree, though, with Sam that it is dishonest. It's dishonest to have that view if your whole religion is based on a holy text and you're divorcing yourself from that holy text. Then what are you basing your religion off of? What are you basing your beliefs off of?
Okay,
it's so vague and watered down.
Some Christians may
point.
Realize that this is a translation. This has been edited. These are allegories. I need to take from it what I can. But the Bible is contradicting and all over the place. That's all people can do, too,
Which is my point. Why you can't get any coherence out of them.
My question to those people would be then, if they're sticking with this side? Sam, shut up. let the allergies get to you. Let me get this out. If they're to the point where they can divorce the parts of the Bible they think are, not representative of what they believe, why are they not taking the next step to just realize that this book is not a book that you should live your life off of? And then if that's the case, why are they continuing that belief? What's holding them on to that belief if it is like Sam Sage watered down
it's
and vague?
It's 100% that they want to get into heaven. They want to believe that there's...
This hypothetical person also doesn't believe
it's
in
not
hell.
These are real people, Sam.
Well, I don't actually have one here to ask that.
Yes, there are people who
believe in heaven but they call themselves Christians. Okay. That's so watered down that other, like,
that's
sure,
like
anybody
fucking,
who calls
even,
themselves
you know,
a Christian
Jehovah's
is a Christian.
Jehovah's Witness don't believe
so
in a literal
silly.
Hell?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They believe in Jesus, and it's a sect of
Christianity.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a sect
but
of Christianity.
But there are Christians who believe in heaven and do not believe in a literal hell.
But then there's also, I think, those... It's weird because those people who don't believe in heaven and don't believe in hell... It's weird to me that they would continue to hold on because they want to get into heaven, because it's to me it would be the indoctrination, the fear of hell that holds them.
They're victims.
We can
These people are victims. These people that are holding on to those beliefs because of that, and only because of that, is because the fear that was instilled in them as children.
And that fear was put into them by Christian pieces of shit.
Some of these people that I know that are like this, though, they're the, like, people who will join in and leftist movement. They're like, there's an entire leftist Christian that are people like this that will help their community. They will look at the acts of Jesus, the good ones, of course, and they try to do those. They try to, you know, it's not this fake love the sinner, hate the sin bullshit. No, they actually love the sinners. You know, they like fucking some of these people. I'm a heathen as fuck. I fucking started a fucking satanic church.
They have to edit.
But these people still like are behind a lot. In fact, a lot of them were behind the satanic church. I know a Christian minister who was behind the satanic ministry. She was willing to come help us do a curriculum if we got the children's program
going.
Fine,
I'll revise what I said. Like, if they're not pieces of shit, they're still victims of pieces.
No, they
of shit.
Are victims.
They are a product. Yeah. They are a product of a system that makes pieces of shit, and they have a problem letting go of their fucking trauma.
I'll revise that. I will agree.
But my entire point that you argued from the first part is you cannot follow the Bible, which is what Christians do. They follow this book called the Bible.
No, they don't.
They follow their version. Yes, they do. Actually, yes, they do, Dustin. They just don't follow other parts. And that's what every Christian does.
They only follow certain parts. The other day. Hold on.
Christians pick and choose which parts they want to follow.
But if they're picking and choosing, then they're not following the Bible.
You can't follow everything.
This is relevant
today.
I found this yesterday.
Are all these Christians out here stoning women to death for working or holding office and all this? No, then they're not following the fucking Bible.
Can I read this, please? Republicans reject math books that teach math, science books that teach science, and history books that teach history, which explains why their version of Christianity has nothing to do with the Bible. And that's exactly fucking it. Their version of Christianity, even if they use some Bible passages to back up their ridiculous fucking arguments, in the bottom line, it has nothing to do with fucking Christianity. It's bigotry.
Well, we know that because
bigotry was part of the foundation of Christianity when it was made by a bunch of fucking men.
And honestly, if we're going to the fucking Christian rant, since that's where we're at now, fuck it, that's where we go. We don't have a fucking. We never know where we're going with the show. We don't plan shit. But now that we're here, then one of the main tenets that Jesus fucking said, and that every fucking Christian breaks, and a lot of them, sorry, is that when they're like, when you pray, do not be like those heathens who stand on the street corner, do it quietly so as not to be seen by the Lord, whatever.
Jesus also said, you guys better have your shit straight because I'm coming back and I'm chopping off all your heads with my flaming sword. So, fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit.
My point anyway, Sam, is that they completely miss that. I mean, they literally hold these massive church services. They preach on the street. The people that show up at abortion clinics.
They have signs in their yard that say, pray for America. They put it out on the streetlight.
These people pray for fucking football games. These people pray for...
An abortion wasn't anything in the Bible at all.
The Bible is actually pro-abortion. There was a sentence there. If you believe your wife is unclean, have her drink this potion, and if she does not have a miscarriage, then she is clean. Like there was literally a potion.
The entire passage about homosexuality is actually about pedophiles touching little boys.
If you look up when Christianity got really interested in punishing abortion, it's with the rise of women's rights. It has always been about that. That was what their response to, oh shit, women are gaining rights. How do we stop this?
And what's funny is that pretty much every atheist I know, because every atheist I know tends to know the Bible more than the fucking or Christian counterparts.
You certainly can't be a Catholic without condoning pedophilia.
Sam.
You can.
So, like I said, atheists, we tend to know the Bible more. And every time, it's so funny, we hear people that try to use the Bible as, you know, why, you know, they're anti-homosexual, anti-gay, is that one Levitical law. But they disregard every other fucking law of Leviticus, that, like, you can't mix fucking fabrics, you can't get a tattoo. There's shellfish, you can't touch a woman who's on her period. Like, there's so many things
those
on there.
Those are the old laws.
Yeah, okay, but then, like, but then they also disregard that literally in the Bible it says Jesus said, I did not come to erase the law. In fact, not a single ink of the, you know, of the law was erased until it is done.
And if that's the old
done.
Law, so is the homophobia thing. But if this, but that actually, once again, that was originally about pedophilia and touching little boys.
My point
wonder
is
how it got changed, why it got changed.
To be a Christian means to believe in the organization that is the amalgamation of all this fucking bullshit. It's to follow some sect of that. And the people that Al is talking about that are decent people, yeah, they're victims of this. Hopefully, religion is a fucking virus that is given to children or susceptible people in times of trauma or need.
Let me pause you real quick.
I know some badass Christians. Let me pause. I gotta say, like, I know some Christians that are more fucking radical than me. I know Christians that have fucking put it on the line for people of color and the incarcerated. Yeah, I have.
Well,
I'm sorry,
that they can't let go of their fucking trauma.
You know what? Whether it's from trauma, I don't know. Like, two of them are fucking ministers. They're out there fighting harder than a lot of fucking atheists I know.
I'm not saying Christians can't do things, good things. Sometimes they do good things because they are scared of hell and want to get into heaven. I mean, good things are good things. If they're doing it because of their religion, cool. Most Christians do bad things because of their religion.
I don't feel the need. Like, I look at it as on behavior. I don't feel the need to question why somebody simply believes in Jesus. Like, I just don't care. It doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. Just as me not believing in Jesus or God shouldn't affect me. I base it 100% on how you fucking behave, how you treat other people. And I know some Christians that behave better than some atheists I know. You know? And, like...
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's valid. But Sam brought up something that I wanted to touch on, that because that's an excellent point. You know, behavior is that's everything. If I don't give a fuck what you believe, if you're a good fucking person, you care for those around you, and you're not voting for Bolt to take rights away from others, then you're not causing me any harm, and I'm gonna leave you the fuck alone. 100% agree. But Sam brought up a point that, yeah, they 100% get you when you're young, when you're most susceptible. Because if you imagine that you,
well, there's the 4 to 14 window. It's a known fact. They absolutely. They target that age range because it's of the susceptibility.
Yeah,
because
imagine you've never heard of religion until, you know, you're 16, 17, and then someone's like, here's a story. I mean, you'd be like, this is completely insane. But mm-hmm. They buy into the story. And now that I'm an atheist, I don't understand how I believe that. How I believe that there was an ark that held all these animals. How I believed all these stupid stories.
It's also
how I didn't understand how fucking cringe the stories were. Like, hey, you know, kill your son. No, just kidding. You know, these the Lot story. You know, how did I not think that these were bullshit, terrible fucking stories? And they sell them differently. The Sodom and Gomorrah. Like, I don't understand how I believe those and just didn't think of the until I came out of religion and started thinking, wow, those are some stupid fucking beliefs. Those are some stupid stories.
I'm really glad that I have the friends that I have that are ministers or are, like, especially if I can, there's one local, Jenny Babb and Elena Cobb, actually two then. They're both Christian ministers. Here, they live down in Chattanooga. One thing that's good about them is they're meeting people that where they're at. So people who were in maybe some bigoted Christian churches, they're walking away. They're not ready to give up their religion. I'm glad that there's people like them that are there to meet those people and help them. Hey, you can make religion look like this in your life and teach them positive things. Mm. Teach them how to treat people. Because... it's better than them, like, finding another bigoted church to join and just a little bit less bigoted.
Sure.
They're, you know, like, it's – some people just aren't ready to leave religion.
It's scary because like Sam said,
right.
It's scary
it's about
for them.
Growing up, and some people aren't ready to grow
but
up.
But that's,
and they're gonna
die
growth.
Eventually. That's growth, you know, and some of those people eventually may become atheists. You know, I'm glad they have somebody who will help them, guide them in a better way, and learn how to treat people. And, you know, and...
My main point is that one of the foundation beliefs of Christianity is hell. You're gonna be hard pressed to find a general Christian that doesn't believe in hell.
There's a second.
There's sex.
I mean, so there's a second bit to that, in which I think is even more gross, is that everyone is a sinner. That you are damaged. That you are less than.
That too.
I don't think they teach that.
If you believe in original sin, if you believe in hell, I'm saying that the foundations of Christianity are pieces of shit. And if somebody, like, so if somebody believes in hell, then you have some, like I said, I have some friends that are Christians too. You know how I keep them friends? By not asking them these fucking questions. Because I know I'm not going to hear something nice. You have to say, oh, hell sounds kind of weird. And then they have two responses. One of the responses is, yes, people deserve to go there and be punished forever. Or two, I don't agree with God on that. And you got a problem with each one of those answers.
You gotta have a weird mindset, or just not understand the concept of finite and infinite, to understand, to think that there could be any kind of finite activity, anything that you could have done in a finite period of time that deserves an infinite level of punishment. That's the opposite of turning the other cheek, like I said,
not everybody believes it,
though. That's true.
But that goes back to my other point, like I said, I don't know anybody like that. I don't know any Christians that don't believe in hell, that don't believe in original sin.
I know quite a few.
That don't believe in any of the wrongdoing in the Bible. Like, there's so much fucking, like, if they don't believe in revelations, even revelations. So you're saying these Christians don't believe that God's going to destroy the world and kill all the sinners?
They believe they're allegories. They believe they're stories to make a point.
Then it's so watered down.
I understand that.
The whole point of religion is, I literally believe I'm going to live forever.
Those are the people that frustrate me the most when I like get in debates about religion.
So that's what I'm saying. These people, I can't see these people as truly good people when they're trying to be like, oh, I want to get a reward. I want that carrot on a stick. Or they believe that they are broken. They were born broken, and everyone in their flock, and everyone is born broken. Like, foundational parts of Christianity. Like, you cannot fix Christianity. That is my point. You cannot fix Christianity. It is in the fucking foundation. You remove the foundation and there's nothing fucking there.
There'd be nothing to, because without the stick, because not the carrot just doesn't always work if the stick's not there. If there's not a, and I kind of agree, if the stick's not there, if they don't have to seek salvation, then the fear is kind of what keeps a lot of people in there. It's a very powerful tool. I mean, there was,
or hope for a better place.
Yeah, the fear of death.
You know, the for ones that don't believe in a literal hell, it's more just I want to go to a paradise.
Life on earth
is an absolute like fucking shit. And I completely understand.
I completely understand
going through life how some people will want to truly believe this can't be fucking it. There's got to be something better out there. I want to believe in something better.
I get it too.
Because something better would maybe make all this bullshit I have to go through better.
Religion is in every fucking human culture around the world is because part of that instinctual drive to live is I want to live so strongly that I want to exceed death too. Like, that is part of the evolutionary drive, which, like I said, that's the whole reason they don't want to believe in evolution, because if evolution's real, there's no original sin, and their whole thing falls apart too.
I know Christians who believe in evolution, too. Like,
I know, that's why it's so silly. That's why it's so silly. Because they have to believe in original sin or nothing matters. If it's all allegory, then it doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. When the definition
It's all allegory except heaven.
Sam!
That's real.
Okay. When the definition of Christian is, I believe in Jesus.
Sure, I'll accept
that. If that's the definition, then somebody who simply believes in Jesus believes Jesus wanted to be really good to people, and as long as we treat each other really fucking well, then we can get into heaven and be with God in this magical world. And that is the very that is the extent of their Christianity. They don't buy into the Bible. Like, they believe the Bible is allegory or not literal, or some of them actually believe that it's a bunch of tall tales. There's some little bits of truth, but some of it's just been exaggerated, and some of them are aware of that's basically what it fucking is. But if that is the extent of their Christianity, they're still fucking Christians.
Okay, so again, I like to point out that there's no whiteboard. There's no. We don't have bullet points of what we talk about. And I'd like to point out that, like, I think 30 minutes ago, the whole point of this conversation, and I want to get back to...
What was the point?
Shut up, Sam. We're going to get back to... We were talking about how Tennessee is making more people homeless. And I made a comment about the LGBT, and we kind of spun off from that. But
and
I want to swing
back...
that's
very anti-Christian, or anti-Jesus, really.
I want to swing back to that because you were talking about rent increases and how it's becoming impossible to live. I know I just fucking turned the audience to fucking around, but it's okay. We need to move the show on. Before
that
it gets to, I don't want a fucking 2-hour episode. That's gonna be an edit nightmare. But in any event, it's about to get worse. I don't know if you guys realize, but the tax assessors just sent out a bunch of notes for a bunch of properties, and they're going drastically up. So people who are renting are about to see their shit increase in a lot
they
of
already
places.
Are. They and rents already scared. What this is gonna do? The major impact this is gonna have is for people who own their house, who bought it many, many years ago, they're on fixed income, they're older, they bought it to retire in. You know, they it's paid off that, but here in Knoxville, you're seeing 269% increases.
That was one of the biggest reasons people liked Knoxville, and that's gone. Like I said, there's literally no reason to come here anymore. Like, Knoxville's fucking hell.
What that's going to do, that increases their fucking taxes. And if they can't afford those taxes, guess what?
Then they can't.
They have to give up their fucking home. A corporation's going to scoop in, buy it, rent it out, fucking get more people without actually the ability to buy a house. Because that's all this is doing. It's buying up all the properties and making people fucking forever
renters. You know
renters.
That end stage of Monopoly where one...
yes, that's what it is.
But you skipped a step. You forgot that they have to evict someone. And now with this new law, they can't even appeal that eviction unless they can come up with 13... Well, because now rent's what? 12 to 1400 in some places. That's a lot of fucking money.
And if you're on a fixed income.
If you're struggling to pay, if you're behind on a $1,400 because your rent just went from $1,100 to $1,400 or $1,500, and they're going to expect you to come up with, you know, $15,000, $17,000, whatever the fuck math, you know what? That's insane. You know, Tennessee is actively trying to. They're piggybacking. They're like, we're going to create this law to make homelessness a crime and to sleep under that and now we're going to make it easier to make people homeless. Like it's a two-tiered system for Tennessee to fuck over the residents of Tennessee.
So we were discussing this in a group chat, and I mentioned I'm like I don't know if genocide is the right word, but it feels like that's the best word I can find to use this. But it feels like a genocide, but instead of like religion or race, it's against class. But they're also trying to create more of that class. And I've been listening to Behind the Bastards this week, and they're talking about the Irish potato famine and how
England
there was a potato blight, but it was England. The biggest thing is that like something like 60% of their food was being exported out to England. They made all these laws that like made sure that 60% of the food, which caused potato farmers to end up like not being able to continue their normal farming and shit, which means like some of them are renting, you know. So the biggest cause of people dying during that time was how many evictions were happening, and they were like fucking Ireland's cold. It's not like a really warm place all year long. Like it's so people died. And he actually used the word, it's an eviction genocide. And I feel like that's what they're working towards here, an eviction genocide.
And somehow capitalizing on using their labor by, instead of fining, because, you know, if they're sleeping under a fucking overpass, they're not going to have be able to pay a $50 fine. So guess what? Community service, you're going to pick up our trash for us for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or end up in jail.
Oh, yeah, or end up in jail.
And in jail, you can...
And now you have a record? And now you have a record. Some people, regardless of if you have a felony, a lot of places just won't hire, regardless of what that is. No matter what is on that, they won't hire you for that.
And if you've been convicted of a crime, you can be used for free labor. It's another form of slavery. It's absolutely fucking a class war.
And there's only one way out of this. And it's through calling your politicians.
Bonfires are really great this time of year.
Look, everybody, you gotta call your politicians. You gotta email them and go, please, please, sir, don't murder me and my whole family on the streets.
I love this type of year where it's like really warm during the day, but like at night, there's this like crisp coolness and like a fucking bonfire.
We just live a little bit
to warm it up.
We live in literal hell. It's a great time of year. Every week, talking to you about the news of the apocalypse, because every day it just gets fucking worse until we're all dead.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, we say vote. We think voting is the answer. We always say, you know, that's not the answer. Unfortunately, not the answer, because Florida is doing what the GOP has always been doing out loud, because they are always in the minority. They're in the minority, so what they do is they gerrymander the fuck out of their districts to ensure that they keep and hold seats. So they know that the only way to keep their seats is to fucking cheat. And so Florida, I sent you the story earlier, it's a really fucked up story in terms of what they did. DeSantis said that the congressional seat in northern Florida is a racial gerrymander that violates the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment and vetoed the plans, going on to call this week's special session to pass another map. His office proposed one that creates 4 new Republican seats while eliminating 3 Democratic seats, including the current 5th District. The 5th District is a congressional district, a black-held seat, with politically powerful number of black voters. So they basically eliminated that district and pushed it to include another population so that it would swing red.
But this law kind of violates, or this redistricting violates laws, federal and state law. So I'm hoping that when it goes up in court, that it'll get shut down. Like,
they had a fight to even pass it. In fact, they had a tough time on the floor trying to pass these votes.
This is my favorite part of it.
I don't have the names. I don't have all the names. I mean, they're on here.
There were 3 black representative and I believe a Hispanic. There were 4.
Yeah, 4. I'll actually add the names here. So 4 black lawmakers and 1 Hispanic representative. There was Henson, Angie Nixon, Travaris McCurdy, Felicia Robinson, and Daisy Morales. They occupied the center of the chamber, and they just
right sat on the state logo. They sat around there, and
they had a sit-in, a prayer, and they chanted. They said, when black votes are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back. And they just kept yelling, they got louder than the speaker of the house. And just kept like drowning them out, but it still passed.
Yeah, unfortunately, because he can still hear the votes being cast, and they got drowned out as soon as this fucking bill passed, and all the cheers.
The part about this I don't like,
that there was only the 4 of them.
Where were the other Dems?
Yeah, I mean,
why were they sitting down and being quiet?
I agree. Why is it only the POC? Why weren't they there with them and supporting? I mean, that's your party. That's your party down there who are basically, you know, their districts are about to be shattered by this new redistricting that I hope gets challenged and fucking struck down. But we'll see how that goes, because fucking Florida is Florida. I mean, like, again, that Florida judge is not on our side.
Hell.
So voting is, you know, they're making sure that you can't vote you can't vote your way to fix these issues. They're making sure, and that's another thing.
There is only one way out of this, and that's calling your senator and being like, please don't murder me and my family. Don't gerrymander me so I can't elect, so that you don't win. Please, senator, please help me take you out of office. Please, I sent you an email. That's what you got to do. That's the only way out of this. And you got to do it right now. You got to go down there to City Hall, and you have to get a permit. Go down to City Hall, make sure you get your permit. Don't camp outside. That's illegal, too. That's what you got to do. That's the only way out of this, is to go down there and politely ask about his appointment hours. That's the only thing you got to do.
So the next vote that they chanted, they kept chanting even though it passed, because they stayed on the Senate floor. They kept chanting, and they passed the next one. This is the next one where Ron DeSantis got a little fee-fees hurt by the Disney Corporation and the Senate, or sorry, the House. So that was the Senate
now
already passed it.
This story is hilarious.
The House, so now both of these houses have voted to strip Disney's special self-governing status, the Reedy Creek place. So it's basically they have 24,000 acres. It's very large, so they actually are an independent. They get to collect their own taxes, and they run their own emergency services. They have their own fire department.
Right.
And they got, so when Disney finally stood up against their anti, you know, don't say gay bill.
So the real,
there's two parts.
You have to go with the whole history. Disney helped get him elected. Disney helped get DeSantis elected.
But are they going to win the next time?
Are they going to continue to fund Republicans? They gave him money, and then they continued giving him money recently. And then people found out about them giving them money, so there was a backlash. So only after the recent backlash did they come out in any sort of way against it, and then this happened.
Well, no, I think they waited. I will die on this hill that they waited specifically until it became law to even say a thing.
They did.
They supported this piece of shit. This piece of shit. They made a deal with the fucking devil. And
is Disney still owned by the Disney family?
I don't know that. But there's another thing that they did. So there was Ron DeSantis back in 2021, early after Twitter booted Trump off the platform, DeSantis got all butthurt and he crafted this this law that said in Florida, I don't know how he thinks this would work nationally. So they passed a law or tried to pass a law that says that basically, social media companies can't deplatform people that simply disagree with from their platform. And they put a special carve out. And the special carve out was, except if you own an amusement park. And it was that, and that was 100% just for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of one of the weird parts of the law that actually got it struck down. It was among other things. But they literally carved out a section for just for Disney. And then after, which is so funny, the sandwich, and that though, after this LGBT, now they're wanting to remove that carve out, which the law's not even in existence.
That would also include like Universal, Lego, SeaWorld.
But those aren't social. They're not really social media. And I don't really think Disney is social media. Yeah, like, I don't know why they created that carve out. That was weird. But they did it just to appease Disney for whatever reason. And now that Disney stepped back, now they're like, now you can't have the nice things you have because we're butthurt. They're literally, it's authoritarian shit.
Yep.
I mean, I don't give a fuck about Disney. I don't give a fuck about their special self-governing status. I really don't care. I mean, I think they should follow the rules of any local business. But, I mean, I get that if you're large. I mean, I don't know the nuances of why it was beneficial. It was passed, like, in 1968 or some shit. It's just an old law. But they literally just got their fifis hurt. You know, you came against Ron DeSantis, and now they're passing this law just to fuck over the Disney Corporation. I'm not sure what...
They aren't what petty ill
effects,
at all.
I'm not sure what ill effects they'll even have towards Disney, but it is costing their shareholders. So that's, I don't know. It's the weirdest fucking thing. Florida's being really fucking petty right now.
Fuck both of them. Fuck Disney and fuck Florida. Fuck DeSantis. Fuck them all. I like this fight. This fight's great. There's no good guys in this.
I like how Colorado like tried to get Disney to move there. I'm like, bro, it's not going to.
Disney would be full of weed. I might go then. Dude, the movies would get so much better if they were
stoned. That's what I was thinking earlier. I'm like, you know, Disney can just move. But fuck, Disney's been building that land up for so long.
Yeah, they can't move.
It's not that fucking
24,000 acres.
Right.
Disney ghost town would be pretty cool, though.
Fucking awesome.
They just need to step out. Yeah, you know what? Move. Yeah, just leave a fucking ghost town. That would be great. I like this fight. Fuck Disney. Fuck Florida. Fuck DeSantis. Fuck the Florida voters. Fuck everyone there.
So, in other Disney news, who shared this? Was this you, Al, or was this?
It's
probably you. So, fucking Ted Cruz came out on his podcast. Apparently, he has a podcast, and which is awesome. He's a lawmaker. It's fine. He has time to do that. It's called Verdict with Ted Cruz, and I'm going to read this verbatim because it sounds like me trying to talk on the podcast without me editing it. So I'm going to read this again. This is verbatim. This is Ted Cruz. I think there are people who are misguided, trying to drive, you know, Disney stepping in saying, you know, in every episode now they're going to have, you know, Mickey and Pluto going at it. Like, really? It's just like, come on, guys, these are kids. And, you know, you could always shift to Cinemax if you want that. Mm. Like, why do you have, it used to be, look, I'm a dad. You used to be able to put your kids on Disney Channel and be like, all right, something innocuous will happen. So Ted Cruz thinks that Disney, who has been so scared to include any kind of gay content in their...
But has 14-year-olds kissing on their shows all the fucking time.
Yeah, remember when they were like, hey, we're going to have the first sex scene in a Marvel movie, and it was like, so light that the CW could have showed it at 5 o'clock. Like,
but really, Mickey and does he have like fantasy cartoon porn?
I think they all do.
This is my point too with Disney. Like,
which I believe if you're watching cartoon porn of animals or have a thing with it, you're kind of a furry.
This is my point.
Ted Cruz definitely has the large fucking litter box in his home.
This is my point with Disney, that they need to stop, like, with us, with everybody, stop caring what Republicans think. They're holding culture back. I was watching this movie.
I think the conservatives are kind of making Disney do that, though.
We'll see.
You know,
I haven't seen any of their content Florida, that says otherwise.
But with Florida, well, there's the China thing too.
Yeah.
But with Florida punishing them, do you think they're going to just be like, "All right, let's continue supporting DeSantis"? You know, like
they could cave in even harder.
I don't think they will. They're going to be like, "Man, fuck you, man."
Like I said, I share the meme all the time. Like, I play both sides so that I always win. And they can't do that because they're in a place now where they can't appease Republicans without pissing off liberals.
I think what we missed, though, is that this doesn't go into effect until June of next year, 2023. So he's basically like, you have a year to get in line and support DeSantis so we can reverse this and you can keep your special self-governing status.
I hope they don't. I hope they're like, okay, I guess we're going to be funding
They're going to make some more
Democrats
even piece of shit movies,
and
then libs are going to be like fucking seals and be like, they said the word period once. Oh, so brave, queen. That's my average adult Disney enjoyer impression right there.
Really glad I turned the audio feed down on your mic earlier. That'd have been unbearable. Our audience is like, our ears are bleeding now whenever you do your sill impression of someone enjoying Disney.
That's adult Disney enjoyer.
But like I gotta, like, why? How does Ted Cruz in his head go to, you know, these, basically Disney has maybe had some hinting in majority of their movies to just like full on Disney, you know, Pluto and Mickey fucking? Like, that's in his head?
Because he's a furry. Because he fantasizes about it and he secretly wants it. He wants to see Mickey and Pluto fucking.
He probably, you know, that already, Rule 34, that is already on there, and he probably already found it. He 100% already found it and saw it.
Ted Cruz is a furry. Heard it here first. So, more Republican bullshit. In York County, Pennsylvania, it's the Northern York School Board. A teacher, or a parent in the school district, it seems, wanted to start After School Satan Club. Because they had the Bible release time, or some Bible stuff was going on there.
It was something similar. They had a club where they would take students off.
That's
the
Bible release.
Yeah, so that's essentially
what
it was.
So they had Bible release. To counter that, she wanted to start After School Satan Club. Somehow or another, instead of it just starting up, it went to a school board vote, and they voted 8-1.
I want to mention something kind of funny first. It didn't. When it first got brought to the school board, they didn't have, like, Christian mobs there. And so they didn't even take it up for a vote. They shoved it until they had and probably put out a call to action to get a bunch of these Christian mob people to show up. So originally on April 12th, they shoved it till the next meeting until they got a bunch of, you know, Christians who wanted to just decry this whole thing to even show up. So, yes, that's what happened. In an 8-1 vote, they voted to not allow this club to be formed. I want to do a laugh, though. Their acronym of After School Satan Club is just Ass Club, and that's hilarious to me because I'm a fucking juvenile at heart. Ass.
Uh-huh. That is pretty funny. Yeah, so once again, like, I started a satanic church. I started it in response to Bible release time as well, only what we were going to do is satanic release time. Sam is also a part of the satanic church. We went to the school board because when they were voting for the religious release time, we went and we spoke against it and everything. And I know the purpose of doing all that. Ours, they ended up allowing religious release time. They knew damn well that if they, because we made the point, if you allow them, you have to allow us. And they did. This school district did not.
They're out of touch with reality because in 2001 there was a Supreme Court ruling that said all public schools with limited public forums were forbidden from discriminating on the basis of religion. That means that if a school allows the formation of an extracurricular clubs, then a religious one that allows that follows all the rules can't be banned.
What I was going to say too, like I looked into the satanic or the after school Satan club, and you don't even have to be a member of the Satanic Temple, I believe. It's on their website, and it's pretty much you just order it and sign up to do it. So a parent did that. But I believe the Satanic Temple did show up to this meeting and everything. I believe Lucian Graves spoke. And they're, of course, doing exactly what I would have done if Knox County didn't allow us to do the Satanic release time is they're suing.
I want to read a part of this article because it was written by, I guess, one of the founders of the Friendly Atheists. And so he quotes, I'm sorry?
Hemet.
Yeah. So he quotes one of the speakers, one of these Christian mob speakers. "When I hear Satan, I don't research that. I don't look it up. I'm not about to let it slip through my fingers that I could have stopped this from happening to others' children." And he says, "Nothing screamed, I'm insecure about my faith, like a religious person saying he hates something without doing any research on it." He continues, because this is a great part. "When local resident Dina Weaver attempted to educate everything on what the Satanic Temple actually teaches," brief caveat, for those who aren't aware, for listener, they don't believe the Satanic Temple is not the Satanic Church. They do not believe in a role of Satan. They do. They hold these beliefs. They hold actually very wholesome beliefs. And she says this, "The Satan teaches things like how we should act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures. And if one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it." She says, "What is questionable about all that?" And basically everyone's like, "Everything."
No, it was more than that. They read the entire tenets. And if you don't know the tenets, the seven tenets are: one, you should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. Two, the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. Three, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will. The freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's own. That's four. Five, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific faith to fit one's beliefs. Six, people are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused. And seven, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. And that's when he was like, "What is objectionable about all that?"
Yeah.
Like, everything. How? How is everything about that objectionable?
Because they weren't listening. They weren't listening to that. They because they didn't hear the Ten Commandments that they want to hear. They hear that there's an alternative to that that actually provides better, like a better guiding moral compass and how one should believe and also protect themselves and engage with others around them. They don't want to hear that. All they want to, because they just don't even care. They don't even want to hear it.
And the after school program doesn't even fucking teach about Satan. Teaches about compassion.
But that's not Jesus.
You know, like, it's...
Look, they need to teach about real things in the Bible because they're real Christians, because Christians teach good things.
So anyway, the school district's going to sue. The school district is either going to have to shut down all religion in the schools or allow the after-school Satan club to proceed.
Yeah, I mean, because it's already been ruled. They've already ruled this. This county, this school board will lose this lawsuit. 100% lose this lawsuit. Now, will they cave in and allow the ass club? Or
yes, Chloe.
I'm gonna say it every time. Or, like you said, will they just say no religious extracurricular activities? And I'm betting that they will go with the latter. They will not allow the Az Club to form.
I bet they will, because they know they won't have that many students in it. That's what Knox County did. Knox County is like, we'll go ahead and do it. Even though it got voted down here in Knox County, and the superintendent and the law department decided to go around the school board vote not to allow religious release time and wrote a policy instead.
Because Tennessee's hell.
Yeah.
But Lucian Greaves, who of course the co-founder, he wrote on his page, he expanded on some of his thoughts on that, and he kind of put it together succinctly. A distaste for a minority religion was all it took for the hypocrites of York County to abandon religious liberty, free speech, and to endorse the expansion of government power to include allowing the discretion of dim-witted, unqualified school board functionaries to dictate parameters upon religious identity. I mean, you can't put it better. They knew 100% what they were doing, that they were violating the free speech. They were violating religious liberty because they don't care. They don't want religious liberty. They don't want
because that's what their Bible tells them to do, because they're Christians. They follow the Bible like they're Christians.
Did you guys see that video of the fucking flight that had all the Christians singing on the fucking airplane? So yeah. Ilhan Omar tweeted about it. It's like if this was my, it's like maybe my family and I should do this and do a prayer and sing. What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen if a bunch of Muslims on an airplane started, you know, praising Allah? There would be fucking uproar.
Yes, absolutely. And that shows like the hypocrisy and the fact that they just want to push their religion.
They always scream religious liberty. No, they want Christian liberty. They want a Christian nation.
Yeah, exactly, because they're Bibles, because Christians are bastards. Yes, that's right. Thank you, Dustin, for bringing that back around.
But speaking of bastards, Lucian Greaves speaks really, like, he's very eloquent when speaking on this particular topic. But he's a fascist piece of shit. Well,
oh, is he fascist?
Oh, yeah. He's,
yeah, there's a lot of problems with his, with the Satanic Temple. That's why we also broke off and created our own, because we don't want to be a part of that. And then the other people that supported the Satanic Temple are now like, oh...
Yeah,
it sucks, you know, but that's...
Lucian's a bastard, too, but he speaks so eloquently on church-state separation issues.
Sometimes he does good things, sometimes he's a piece of shit.
Well, I mean, we kind of, not that we need that, but it's, you know, I know they started that, the fight against, how to fight against these Christian groups violating, by scaring them with the Satanic Panic. You know, that's the very notion of allowing a satanic entity, thing, symbol erected, like anything that would fight against, you know, what they claim is religious liberty, like introducing actual religious liberty shows the blatant hypocrisy. And he's doing, they did a good job of pointing that out. It sucks to hear that he's a fucking fascist, but the original idea of why that group was formed and the good they have done, mm-hmm. in terms of shutting down these kinds of activities where they claim religious liberty, but as soon as someone else wants to come in that's of the religious minority, and they shove them out and they deny them, and then that's where they have the power of the lawsuits. They have the power, that's where they can... So they've done good things. I, again, didn't know he was a fucking fascist, though.
But if, you know, you're in the Knoxville area and want to achieve the same things as TST without, like, supporting a fascist, you can come, like, support the Satanic Ministry.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get going. It kind of slowed down because of COVID, because we're like...
We believe in science.
Yeah, we're like, we could also go into schools with the Christians, but we're just going to let them all kill each other off for a bit and then come back later.
But yeah, we are an anti-fascist.
All right, you guys, well, that's going to wrap us up for episode 61 of Apostates on the Fringe. Thank you guys again for joining us this week. As always, you can check us out on social media. If you like the show, continue to share it out everywhere you can, and leaving us a 5-star review. If you do like the show and like to support the show, help us grow, head on over to patreon.com/apostatepod and join us as a monthly contributor. It'd really help us out. Hey guys, we are still doing that fundraiser we mentioned on episode 60, so we're collecting several items, such as soft food items, fruits, vegetables, menstrual pads, tampons, things like
you
that.
You can go to our page to find out what all we're collecting at Atheist Society of Knoxville.
Yeah, and as always, if you would like links to the articles or to contact the show, you can visit...
Charm's address.
That's not going to be... I'm not going to post that. It's not going to be there. Not going to be there. But if you like links to the articles or to contact the show, visit at apostatepod.com. And we will see you all next week.
Ted Cruz is a furry.
Fuck all Christians that believe in original sin or hell or like half of their other beliefs. But, you know, just those ones.
Fuck everyone in Florida. For real. Thank you all very much.
Views and opinions of the hosts of Apostates on the Fringe do not represent the views and opinions of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. For links to all our musical contributors, go to apostatepod.com and check the About Us page. A big thank you to Michael Scott Arden, who allows the show to use his full catalog.